And we're actually lucky today because someone from the Acts of the Apostles is here to tell us what happened when her friend Peter was put in jail. So I'm going to sit with you and listen to what she has to say.
My name is Rhoda. I work in the House of Mary. It's a place where friends of Jesus often gather. My friends have all been teasing me because I did something pretty silly the other night. They're all laughing now, but at the time, we weren't laughing. We were scared. Our friend and leader, the leader of the Jesus Way, was in jail. We were afraid for his life. King Herod was the one who locked him up, and anyone named Herod is not a friend of Jesus. For the moment we found out that Peter had been locked in jail, we had all been praying, and on the night I'm telling you about, we were at Mary's house so we could pray together. We knew the walls of the jail were thick with stone and that Peter would be bound in heavy chains and heavily guarded. We prayed that God would give us courage and that he would keep Peter safe. One of my jobs at Mary's house was to answer the door. While everyone was praying, I heard a knocking at the door, so I went to see who it was. I'm not allowed to open the door unless I know who it is, so I called out, "Who's there?" "It's Peter," came the answer. I recognized Peter's voice, and I was so excited. Somehow, Peter was outside. That's why they're all laughing at me now, because I ran to tell them that Peter was outside instead of just opening the door. But the truth is, when I said, "Peter's knocking outside," they didn't believe me. "You're crazy," is what they actually said. "Maybe he's been killed and it's his angel outside." "No, no," I kept trying to tell them. "It's really Peter." The knocking kept on, and finally they came to the door with me. And when we opened it, there he was. Our Peter, alive and well. Once they saw him, everyone started talking at once and exclaiming and asking questions. Finally, Peter got them to be quiet and said, "Listen, and I will tell you what happened." It turned out he had been sound asleep when a bright angel woke him up and told him to get dressed. Peter's chains just fell off, and the angel led Peter along the hallways of the prison. They walked past the guards, and the guards didn't even seem to notice them. Finally, they came to the front gate of the prison, and it opened all by itself. Peter thought he was dreaming, but really, he was free. When he realized he was actually outside the prison, the angel was gone. But Peter understood that God had sent an angel to rescue him. He told us these things, and then he said it would be safer for him and for everybody if he went to stay somewhere else tonight. The guards and soldiers didn't even realize he was gone until the morning. I don't mind being teased because I didn't answer the door right away. I'm just happy that Peter's alive and well and can keep teaching people about Jesus.
Thank you, Rhoda, for telling us that story. And maybe you'd like to join us in prayer before these kids go to Sunday school. Xavier, can you hold my hand and Amanda's hand? Dear God, we thank you for giving your people courage. And we pray that you would give us courage when we face scary times or hard times in life. And help us remember always to turn to you in prayer and to rejoice when you cause good things to happen. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.